Well, Ag Statistics Service is reporting this week that the Alabama peanut crop is about 84% pegging. Norman is at 82. The soil moisture, though, is down a little bit. 6% very short, 34 short, 55 adequate, and 5% surplus. They rated their crop 2% poor, 14 fair, 67 good, and 17 excellent. Georgia overall, they said, had a lot of dry weather spots hurting the peanuts. Peanuts and cotton on dryland areas were hurting. Irrigated and where they've had showers look very good. Peanuts pegging at 97%. They said the crop conditions in Georgia, 4% poor, 20% fair, 53 good, and 23% excellent. Overall, they said Florida was at 97% pegging, but at Williston, Florida, they're underway with harvesting. They brought in several loads this week, and if the rain would stop, they'd be getting more peanuts that are ready and grading well and yielding well. Crop conditions in Florida, 12% fair, 67 good, 21% excellent, as the peanut harvest has begun. Checking the calendar for this coming week, we're sure that this weekend there will be a big peanut festival over in Georgia, in Brooklet, Georgia, right out of Savannah. The North Florida Peanut Field Day will be held the 20th of August. That's next Thursday. North Florida Research and Education Center in Mariana, Florida. Registration starts at 8 a.m. Field tours start at 8:30. There will be a complimentary lunch. Topics include new varieties, disease and nematode control, weed control, and crop rotation. Alabama Crops Field Day will be in Headland on August the 21st. Mark your calendar on that Friday. It'll be in Wiregrass Research and Extension Center. Registration starts at 8 o'clock. Field tours start at 8:45. You need to call them if you plan to be there so they can have lunch for you. And then the Fall Extension Field Day in West Florida will be in Jay, Florida on August the 27th. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.